From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama has dispatched military troops, planes, and ships to speed earthquake relief efforts in Haiti. Mr. Obama expressed his concerns for the people of the Caribbean nation and President of Brazil for the loss of UN peacekeepers in Haiti's devastating earthquake.
This morning, I want to extend to the people of Haiti the deep condolences and unwavering support of the American people following yesterday's terrible earthquake.
The international group Doctors Without Borders says it has found two hospitals in Port-au-Prince that are in good condition. The chief administrator of one hospital, a three-hour drive from the capital, Port-au-Prince, says his facility is becoming crowded. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
Albert Schweitzer Hospital is in central Haiti. The earthquake was strong enough to drive people in the area out of their homes, but few of the low houses were knocked down. By 6 hours after the quake, new patients were arriving every 10 minutes or so. Now, Chief Administrator Ian Rawson says his 100-bed hospital is getting crowded. On an internet phone call, Rawson described the medical problems so far as mostly crush injuries.
We've been getting people mostly with traumatic injuries, long bone injuries, legs, arms, reporting that they have been in houses which have fallen down.
Several people died on the way in, but so far, the hospital is managing okay. Rawson says the patients themselves are helping each other with things like bandaging. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
The UN says at least 14 of its personnel in Haiti were killed and 56 others were injured in the earthquake. About 150 others are missing. Members of Congress from states with large numbers of Haitian immigrants are calling on President Obama to suspend all deportations of Haitian immigrants. The lawmakers say the earthquake that crushed the Haitian capital has made such repatriations unthinkable. More from NPR's David Wellna.
Both Florida House Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz and New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand called on President Obama to grant what's called temporary protected status to Haitians living in the U.S. Such a designation would prevent any of those Haitians from being sent back to their devastated homeland. It would not apply, however, to Haitians who may be picked up on the high seas by the U.S. Coast Guard. Temporary protected status was granted a decade ago to Hondurans and Nicaraguans in the U.S. after their nations were hit by Hurricane Mitch, as well as to Salvadorans residing in the U.S. after earthquakes shattered El Salvador. Separately, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid pledged to work with the Obama administration to ensure that promised U.S. disaster assistance to Haiti becomes available. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is up 166 points. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 53 points. This is NPR News. R&B legend Teddy Pendergrass has died in suburban Philadelphia at the age of 59. His son Teddy Jr. said Pendergrass underwent surgery for colon cancer last year and had difficulty recovering. Pendergrass had been confined to a wheelchair since a 1992 car accident at the height of his career. California, which accounts for an eighth of the nation's economy, has the lowest bond rating in the nation, and it is just lower. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
On Wednesday, Standard & Poor's dropped $64 billion worth of California's general obligation bonds one level from A to A-. This is S&P's second rating change in 12 months. Last February, it dropped the state's ratings from A-plus to A. The recently lowered ratings will press state lawmakers to hunker down and deal with this $20 billion deficit. The devaluation from Standard & Poor's, which was followed by similar actions from two other rating firms, Fitch and Moody's, means the state's bonds are still investment grade, but its borrowing costs could increase. That would also affect its debt load. California's Treasury Department predicted if the ratings slip further, long-term borrowing costs could increase by $7.5 billion. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
New research shows that chronic sleep loss cannot be easily recovered. Scientists have found that the chronically sleep-deprived may function normally soon after waking up, but experience steady, slower reaction times during the day. The findings have important safety implications. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.